哈利路亚，感谢神的恩典。
Hallelujah, thanks to the grace of God.
啊，主耶稣赐给我们一个星期的平安，让我们在这里守安息日。
The Lord Jesus has given us another peaceful week, and today we are here to observe the Sabbath.
啊，更求主耶稣多多的祝福我们大家。
May the Lord Jesus bless us more abundantly.
请看《使徒行传》二十章。
Please turn to Acts chapter 20.
使徒行传二十章。
Acts of the Apostles chapter 20.
三十五节
Verse 35
我凡是给你们做榜样叫你们知道应当这样劳苦扶助软弱的人又当纪念主耶稣的话说死比受更为有福这里是保罗所讲的话
This is Paul's statement
啊，劝当时的信徒要自己要劳苦来赚钱，帮助那些贫穷的人、软弱的人。
He encourages the members to help the weak by hard work.
啊，他说，因为这是主耶稣所讲的话。
And he says that this is following the instruction of the Lord Jesus.
啊，帮助别人的比受帮助的人更为有福。
It is more blessed.To give than to receive.
啊，我们今天上午就查考这个道理。
And this will be our topic for discussion this morning.
啊，在一般人看起来，帮助别人都是一种牺牲。
To most people, to give is to sacrifice.
啊，好比说我的口袋里有20块钱，今天我帮助了别人，那我的口袋就空了。
For example, if I give a $20 bill to someone, I lose money.
啊，这20块钱他就可以去享受啊，我就啊要吃苦了。
And that person could use my $20 for whatever uses, and I have to go without the $20.
但是在神的眼中不是这样。
But not so in the sight, in the eyesight of God.
啊，在属灵的方面啊，那确实相反的。
Spiritually speaking, it is the other way.
啊，我们看箴言十一章。
Please turn to.Proverbs chapter 11.
箴言十一章
Proverbs chapter 11.
十一章二十四节
Verse 24.
有施善的却更增添，有吝啬过度的反致穷乏。二十五节
25.
好施舍的必得丰裕，滋润人的必得滋润。啊，这里讲好施善的却更增添。
A man gives freely yet gains even more.
啊，这与一般人的看法确实相反的。
This is contrary to what most people think.
啊，施善就是把自己的啊物质啊或者是钱财呀啊就是啊这个送给那些贫穷的人。
To give freely includes giving materially and financially.
啊，这样做把钱一直啊送出去，怎么会更增加呢
？Why is it that if you give freely, you will gain even more?
啊，这里说好施舍的，二十五节说好施舍的反而会富裕，奇怪。
It seems strange that a person who gives freely will gain even more.
啊，这是一般人的看法啊，好像是说不通。
This is contrary to ordinary logic.
啊，但是以我们属灵的经验，我们知道这句话啊，的确是这样。
But from our spiritual experiences, we could understand the truthfulness of this statement.
啊，因为神会祝福他。
Because those who give freely will be blessed by God.
啊，因为他怜悯贫穷，就是尊敬我们的神。
And those who are generous to the poor show their respect to God.
我们看，箴言四十章。
Please turn to Proverbs chapter 14.
三十一节。
Verse 31.
箴言四十章三十一节。
Proverbs chapter 14, verse 31.
欺压贫寒的是乳母造他的主，怜悯贫穷的乃是尊敬主。这里说，怜悯贫穷的，就是尊敬啊，我们主耶稣。
Whoever is kind to the needy honors God.
这样，我们的主耶稣啊，我们的神就会祝福他。
And God will bless this kind of people.
啊，所以他就会他的啊事业就顺利啊，他的这个物质也会更丰富。
So they will prosper in their materials and in their careers.
啊，我们再看箴言十九章。
Please turn to Proverbs 19.
箴言十九章。
Proverbs chapter 19.
十九章十七节。
Chapter 19, verse 17.
怜悯贫穷的就是借给神，他的善行神必定偿还。这是说怜悯贫穷的就是借给神。
He was kind to the poor lends to the Lord.
啊，在人看起来这个钱一直送给那个穷人啊，那个穷人也没有力量还，那就是一直减少啊。
To most people, to give to the poor is to sacrifice what you have and not getting it back.
但是用我们属灵的眼光看，我们知道我们这个钱是存到天国的银行里头了。
But from a spiritual point of view, when you give to the poor, you're investing in the heavenly bank.
啊，我们的债主是神啊！你看我们啊，富有不富有
？And we are the creditor, and God will pay us.
啊，天地万物都是他掌管的，他欠我们钱，我们的钱存在他的银行里。你看啊，多么保险
！I invest in the bank of the creator of heavens and earth, and I'm very rich.
存到他的银行里。啊，你随时就是说你有需要的时候，他就啊会还给你。
And if you invest in the heavenly bank whenever you're in need, God will give you what you need.
啊，这样你就不会缺乏。
And you will not want.
啊，我们看箴言二十八章。
Please turn to Proverbs chapter 28.
箴言二十八章二十七节。
Proverbs chapter 28 verse
27. 周济贫穷的。不知缺乏，养为不见的，必多受咒诅。这是说，周济贫穷的，他就不会缺乏。
He who gives to the poor will lack nothing.
因为你积蓄的时候，啊，神就差派啊人或者差派天使就给你送回来了。
Because when they are in need, God will send angels or other people to come to his assistance.
啊，我们神的银行绝对不会倒账。
God's bank will never go get bankrupt.
啊，我们存在地上，我们还要去领。如果生病了，我不会去领，也拿不到钱。
If we invest in the bank, we have to go withdraw the cash.
那存在神的银行里头，他看你需要就送给你了，送你到家。
But if we invest in the heavenly bank, God will send the cash right to our home.
啊，你遭难的时候，他就来搭救你了。
When you're in trouble, He will send aid to you.
我们看诗篇四十一篇。
Please turn to Psalm 41.
诗篇四十一篇。
The 41st Psalm.
第一节
Psalm 41 verse 1
眷顾贫穷的有福了他遭难的日子神必搭救他这是说眷顾贫穷的人有福了他遭难的时候神一定会搭救他
Blessed is he who has regard for the weak The Lord delivers him in times of trouble
啊，第三节那里说他如果生了病啊，神要扶持他还要给他铺床
Verse 3 The Lord will sustain him on his sick bed and restore him from his bed of illness
也就是说他如果生了病神会照顾他
When he is sick the Lord will take good care of him
啊，所以我们年老了如果啊没有人照顾我们我们也不怕只要神照顾我们那啊比人照顾更好
That's why when we're old we're not afraid of being neglected because the Lord himself will take good care of us
不但我们在世上有福而且将来还有福气
And this blessing is not limited to this life but also to the life to come
因为这个福气一直存到永远
Because the blessing of God will be everlasting
我们看哥林多后书第九章
Please turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 9
哥林多后书第九章
2 Corinthians chapter
9第九节
Verse 9
我们从第八节看好了
Verse 8
神能将各样的恩惠多多地加给你们使你们凡事常常充足能多行各样的善事第九节
Verse 9
如经上所记他施舍钱财周济贫穷他的仁义存到永远啊，就是说我们如果能够怜悯贫穷周济贫穷我们仁义会存到啊永远就是说将来啊我们的这个灵魂也可以到天国里享福。
If we give gifts to the poor, our righteousness will endure forever, and that includes eternal life.
啊，因为第八节说，神能够将各样的恩惠多多地加给我们。
In verse 8, God is able to make all grace abound to us.
我们再看十一节
Verse 11
叫你们凡事富足可以多多的施舍就借着我们是感谢归神啊我们越喜欢施舍神越把那个啊东西多多的加给我们让我们更富足施舍更多
The more we give the more God will bless us so we can be rich enough so that we can give even more
啊让大家借着我们的施舍来感谢我们的天父
And other people will give thanks to God through our generosity
在诗篇那里说他说这个怜悯贫穷的人他的仁义存到永远他的脚会高举
One of the Psalms tell us that those who are generous to the poor their horns will be lifted up
啊，将来啊，主耶稣来的时候就大有荣耀
In other words they will receive great strength and might when the Lord Jesus comes
啊，这种事实不只是包括物质
To give generously does not only limit to the material.
啊，施舍也包括传福音。
To give generously also includes preaching the gospel.
主耶稣差遣门徒去传福音的时候
when Jesus sent out his disciples to preach the gospel,
啊，就告诉他你去传，说天国近呢，啊，谁走谁传，并且能够医治病人。啊，你们白白的得来，也要白白的舍去。
He instructed them to preach the kingdom, preach about the kingdom of God.And to freely receive and freely give.
啊，施舍包也包括传福音在那里头。
So to freely give includes preaching the gospel.
啊，就是去帮助别人。
To help others.
啊，都包括在内。
All these are under the categories of giving.
这种施舍的目的是要怜悯别人。
And the motivation for giving is to show our mercy to others.
啊，出于爱心啊，才能够得到这种福气。
If we give with love, we will receive blessings.
啊，如果不出于爱心，啊，我们彼此相亲，你请我，我请你，大家吃吃喝喝，这个不在此范围之内。
Yet if we give without love, if we just treat others and expect others to return our favor, then this is not true giving.
我们参考路加福音十四章。
Please turn to Luke chapter 14.
路加福音十四章。
Luke chapter 14.
十四章十二节
Chapter 14 verse 12
耶稣又对请他的人说你白舍午饭快晚饭不要请你的朋友弟兄亲属和富足的邻舍恐怕他们也请你你就得了报答十三节
13
你白舍宴席倒要请那贫穷的残废的瘸腿的瞎眼的你就有福了四十节
14
因为他们没有什么可以报答你到一人复活的时候你要得到报答这是说啊如果请朋友请自己的啊这个亲戚这个你请他他请你这个就得不到祝福
If we only invite our friends and brothers and relatives to our banquets we will not be blessed
刚才我们说查考了啊就神所应许要祝福的人就是说我们看到这个人很可怜我们去帮助他这个样啊才能够得到这种福气
the people we have the verses we have just studied which discuss the those who are generous to the poor refer to those who give to the poor
啊那得这种福气的人那都是有钱的人吗
and are only the rich can are only the rich available for these gifts
因为要帮助人一般的人说啊应该要有钱才能够去帮助人啊我口袋空空当然没办法去帮助别人
We might think that we have to be rich in order to be generous to the poor
但是圣经上啊的道理也不是这样
But this is not what the Bible teaches
啊没有钱的人照样可以帮助别人
even those who do not have lots of money could help others
啊我们看马太福音第六章
Please turn to Mark chapter 6
马太福音第六章
Mark chapter 6
这里讲了三件蒙神这个报答的事情
Here it talks about three things that will receive reward from God
啊，小弟曾把它啊称为三大善事
And I call them three good deeds
啊，在 第一节到第四节这里就讲了施舍。
Matthew chapter 6. It talks about, from verse 1 to verse 4, it talks about giving alms.
啊，就是刚才我们所讲的在物质方面的施舍。
And that's giving in the material.
啊，或者是包括了传福音。
And that includes preaching the gospel.
啊，这不过是三大善事其中的一项。
This is one of the ways, one of the three good deeds.
啊，第二大善事呢，就是啊，第七节所讲的，你们祷告不可以第六从第六节看起了，你祷告的时候要进你的内屋，关上门，祷告你在暗中的父，你父在暗中查看，必然报答你。啊，这个祷告就是说，我们祷告的时候要为别人祷告，也不一定说一定要他知道。
The second good deed is recorded in from verse 5, and in verse 6 it talks about praying in our inner room. When we pray for others, people may not know about it.
没有钱的人也可以帮助别人祷告。
And even those who are not rich can pray for others as well.
只要出于诚心诚意的为他祷告，神就会允纳。
As long as your prayer is sincere, God will listen to your prayer.
啊，他也会报答我们。
And God will reward us for what we have done.
那如果我们想做得更好一点，得到报答更多一点，啊，或者是更敬我们一点的心，啊，那我们要加上禁食。
But better still is to pray with fasting.
这样神的报偿更多了。
And we will receive even more reward from God.
啊，这记在十七节、十八节。
And this is recorded in verses 17 and 18.
啊，这些是没有钱的人也可以做的。
And this kind of good deed can be done by even those who are not rich.
所以神的恩典是很公平的。
So the grace of God is very just.
让我们做善事，每个人都可以做。
And anyone could do good deed.
以现在来说，在美国、在台湾，物质缺乏的并不太多。
We don't find many members in need materially in the U.S. or in Taiwan.
啊，灵性缺乏的啊，缺很多。
But there are many who are hungering and thirsting spiritually.
啊，需要我们拿钱拿物质去帮助他的人，我们不大容易找得到。
It is pretty hard to find people who need our material givings.
啊。需要我们帮助他祷告，需要我们帮他进食祷告的，那遍地都是。
But there are people all over the place that need our fasting and prayer.
啊，所以啊，这个我们有钱没有钱都可以去帮助别人。
So regardless of whether we're rich or whether we're poor, we could still help others.
看我们的爱心如何。
And it all depends on how much love we have.
啊，我们对人是不是有一种怜悯的心肠。
And it depends on how merciful we are to others.
因为我们知道，啊，信耶稣，这个如果他很软弱，没有受道理，将来也不能得救。
As we know, members who are not fervent enough will not receive salvation finally.
如果他还没信耶稣，那可能更不能得救了。
And those who do not believe in Christ will not be saved.
不能得救的人要下地狱里受苦，啊，我们知道，我们如果不为他祷告，不怜悯他，那我们啊，就没有爱心。
And if we know that these unsaved souls will perish in hell, and if we don't help them, we do not have love for them.
啊，所以我们应当要多做这些事情。
So we should do more this kind of good deed.
现在我们来查考，啊，圣经上就是说，一个是帮助别人的，一个是被帮助的，看看比较哪个有福。
Now we shall study two examples from the Bible. One was a person who received, and another was person who gave.
啊，我们先讲一个大家都很熟悉的，啊，记载《使徒行传》啊，叫做哥尼流。
First, we would like to study a character recorded in Acts, Cornelius.
他是两千年，大约两千年左右的那个时候的啊，意大利营里头的一个军官。
And he was a centurion in an Italian regiment.
啊，管了几百个人。
And he was put in charge of 100 people, 100 soldiers.
啊，这个人很有爱心。
And this man was a man of love.
啊，他常常周济人。
He always gave generously to those in need.
啊，就是拿物质帮助，或者是用他自己的力量去帮助人解决问题。
He helped them materially or with his authority as an Italian centurion.
当然有些问题就没有办法用钱或者用他的实力去解决这些问题。
Of course, there are problems which cannot be solved by money or authority.
那他就为他们祷告。
And in that case, this man Cornelius will pray for them.
所以圣经上说他啊多多周济人，常常祷告神。
So the Bible tells us that he gave generously to those in need and prayed to God regularly.
啊，他这样做了一段时间。
And he has been doing that for quite a while.
有一天下午他要在祷告的时候，
And one afternoon during his prayer,
就有一位天使到他的面前。
He saw a vision where an angel came to him.
啊，就给他说。
And said to him,
啊，哥尼流，哥尼流，你的周，你的祷告和你的周济已经蒙神悦纳，啊，给你纪念了。
Cornelius, your prayers and gifts to the poor have come up as a memorial offering before God.
啊，我们看圣经可以啊，把它自己翻开看看。天使所看的祷告还摆在前边啊，比我们人都是看啊物质在前边。那天使告诉他，你的祷告和你的周济已蒙神纪念了。
If you read carefully the what the passage says, you will discover that as far as the angel was concerned, prayers came first rather than the gifts.
啊，现在我们来把它比较一下。
Now let us compare.
啊，受周济的人，他的穷苦或者他的困难问题得到解决。
Those who were in need and who have been helped by this man.
啊，他这个哥尼流是周济别人的，是谁呢？他的福气要比那些受帮助的人大得多。
With Cornelius who helped, and we can understand that Cornelius, was the one who received more blessings.
啊，因为连天上的神都很欢喜他啊，很高兴，就派天使来安慰他啊，来告诉他。
Because Cornelius found favor in the eyes of God and God sent angels to come to him.
本来以色列人不传福音给其他国家的人。
Formerly the Jews would not preach to the Gentiles.
说那些都是外邦人，他们不配得救。
And they did not, the Jews did not think that Gentiles should be saved.
啊，就从哥尼流开始啊。福音才临到外邦人。
And Cornelius was the first Gentile to receive the gospel.
啊，就因为哥尼流的善行，所以神就啊从他开始来啊把这个神的救恩来啊临到外邦人。
And it was because of his good deed that he received grace from God and the grace of the gospel came to the Gentiles.
啊，所以比较起来啊。帮助别人呢，比受帮助的人更为有福。
So we can see that it is more blessed to give than to receive.
啊，不过两者都算起来，两者都有福了。
But of course, both sides are benefited.
神造我们就是要我们彼此相爱啊，所以又造贫穷，又造富足。
It is God's expectation that we help one another. That's why He created the poor as well as the rich.
啊，就是富足嘞，来施舍。来照顾贫穷的。
God wants the rich to give alms to the poor and to help them.
啊，贫穷呢就为富足的人祷告。
And God wants the poor to pray for the rich.
啊，一般来说，贫穷的人他经过痛苦，他啊在体验上，就是说神的恩典方面的体验比较多。
Those who are poor have usually gone through many frustrations and sufferings, so they have more spiritual experiences.
也就是说信心可能会稍微好一点，他就会为富人祷告。
And usually they might be more stronger spiritually, so they could pray for the rich.
啊，神这样造穷人、造富人，就是希望我们大家帮助啊，彼此得到造就。
So God created both the rich and the poor so that they could mutually help one another.
啊，大家同得好处。
So that both of them could receive benefit.
啊，我们再看一个。啊，记载是《使徒行传》第九章的。
We shall study another example, which is recorded in Acts chapter 9.
请看《使徒行传》第九章。
Acts chapter 9.
使徒行传第九章。
Acts of the Apostles chapter 9.
九章三十六节。
Verse 36.
在约帕有一个女徒，名叫大比大。凡西利尼话就是多加，他光行善事，多事周济。三十七节。
37.
当时他患病而死，有人把他洗了，停在楼上。三十八节。 41。贝德神受父他起来，叫众圣徒和寡妇进去，把多家活活的交给他们。这件事，我们把它比较一下。
We would like to make another comparison here.
这位姊妹，女的信徒，我们称她姊妹，她很有爱心。
This disciple, let us call her a sister, was full of love.
她常常帮助那些贫穷的人，尤其是寡妇。
She often helped the poor, especially the widows.
人都会生病，她有一天病了，病重，也就失去了。
And one day she had a very severe illness and she died.
就把她停在她的小楼上。
And she was placed in an upstairs room.
大家都很伤心。
And everyone was mourning for her.
这么一位有爱心的这个姊妹离世了，大家感觉到太可惜了。
They were mourning because such a loving sister has passed away.
所以大家听说贝德能够医病赶鬼，赶快去请贝德来。
The believers knew that Peter was powerful in healing, so they invited Peter to come.
就是要赶快来救他。
So that Peter might save her.
贝德到了以后，那些受他肘击的人都央求贝德，说这个人这么好，你一定要帮忙。
When Peter arrived, all the people there begged Peter to raise her.
所以贝德都跪下来祷告。
And Peter knelt down to pray.
我们弟兄姊妹大概都有体验，如果说这个人帮过我们的忙，或者是我们听说这个人很好，我们的祷告一定是比较迫切。
When we pray for someone who we love or whom we think is very good, we will pray fervently for them.
如果我们听说这个人是马马虎虎的，或者是这个人根本与我们没关系，我们的祷告。
But when we're praying for someone totally unrelated to us, our prayer might not be as fervent.
那祷告迫切，当然果效就大。
But if we're praying for fervently, of course the result will be great.
贝德一听说这个人这么好，大家都舍不得，当然他也很用心的，很迫切的祷告。
When Peter heard all the good deeds about this sister, of course he prayed fervently.
这么一祷告，死人就活起来了。
And through his prayer, the dead was raised.
那比较起来，这些受他肘击的，就是多加做衣服给他们穿。 Now
if we compare the widows whom Dorcas made clothes for,
或者是拿东西给他们吃,
or whom Dorcas had helped materially,
他得到肉体的暖和。 或者是肚子能够带饱，
They have been aided in clothing and food,
可以免去他们的苦难，
so that their troubles may be taken care of.
当然这也是一种好处。
Of course, this was they were benefited.
但是帮助这个施舍的，也就是说，这个多加呀是一个施舍的，他是更有福。
But the one who gave was even more blessed.
就因为他常常帮助人。 大家才这么紧张去请贝德来，而且贝德听说他这么好，贝德才用心迫切地为他祷告。
Because Dorcas had been so generous to these people quickly invited Peter to pray for her.
他就得了生命。
And because of that, Dorcas received her life again.
受肘击的人是得到物质的帮助，这个肘击别人的人是得到了生命。
The widows and the poor received help materially, but Dorcas received life.
不单是肉体的生命, 而且她在天国里要得到永生。
Not only did she receive her physical life, she will also receive abundant reward in heaven.
啊，在天国的福气也是很大的。
And that reward will be great.
因为圣经上是有应许的。
Because it is promised in the Bible.
啊，所以我们啊，要尽量做一个去帮助别人。
So we should try to be givers.
啊，能在物质上也可以啊，如果不能在物质上啊，我们帮助别人祷告啊，最好啊，有特别情形要为他进食祷告是更好。
It is good for us to be givers materially, but even better is that we become givers spiritually to pray and to fast for others.
这都是圣经上的见证啊，我们也讲一个啊，就是啊最近的一个见证。
Now we have studied two examples from the Bible, and I'd like to bring up another example from the recent past.
啊，我也在台湾听一个军官他这样见证。
There was a military officer in Taiwan who testified.
他说
，He saw a very old lady crying by the roadside.
啊，有一个好心的军官就去问他，你这个老太太有什么伤心的事
？And there was a very generous and loving officer who came to this old woman and asked her what was going on.
这个老太太就说了，她说啊，刚才啊，你们一个士兵到我这里买东西，他拿了我的东西，没有给我钱就走掉。
And the old lady told him that she was crying because one of the soldiers took the fruit she was selling and did not pay her.
她说我是小本生意啊，你看把我东西拿走了不给钱，我以后都做不成生意了。
And because that was a small business, she would not be able to go on in her business anymore.
啊，我就没有办法维持生活了。我从今以后啊，都要饿肚子了。
And she would not be able to survive because she would have to go hungry.
哦，这个好心的军官就说：“那这样好了，他拿你的东西值多少钱
？”And this general officer asked her, "How much was it worth?"
啊，我这里有钱来还给你。
I have the money. I'll pay you.
他就掏了一张钞票。
So he got a bill from his pocket.
啊，是一个大额的钞票。
It was a big bill.
啊，那你啊，找我好了。
And he asked the lady to give him change.
老太太说，我没有钱呐，我的东西都被他拿走了，我都没有买钱，我哪里钱找你啊
？But the lady said, I don't have anything left. I can't give you your change.
啊，哎，不过哎，我多久啊，储存了一个啊银元，在我这个啊。荷包里头啊，他翻了半天，他把它翻出来啊，这是我的宝贝呀、啊。他说：“这个交给你好了，不要让你吃亏太多。”
But she said, "The only thing I have left is a gold coin, and this is not worth much, and I'll just give it to you."
啊，因为行军呢、啊，要前面要打仗了啊，这个老太太把这个银元交给这个军官，军官呢就把它装在这个前面的口袋里了。
And this good officer put the gold coin in his pocket.
结果到前面打仗的时候。
And during their battlefield,
因为战争很紧急啊，那很多人被打死。
Excuse me. During the battle, because the battle was fierce and many of the officers died.
啊，这位军官就是因为一块银元在这里啊，一个子弹打到他的银元，没有打到他的肉啊，他就救了他一命。
And this officer was saved by the gold coin in his pocket because one of the bullets hit right on the gold coin in the pocket.
啊，听说。那个拿人家东西那个士兵啊，就是啊也被打死了。
And it is said that the officer who took the lady's food without paying was dead.
啊，这件事情也可以说明施比受更为有福。
From this example, we could also learn that it is more blessed to give than to receive.
啊，这个老太太的东西被人拿走了，很可怜。这个军官拿钱还给她。
This generous officer paid the lady, who sold the food.
啊，他的痛苦就解决了。他从今以后还可以再做生意啊，可以维持他的生活，他啊算有福的。
And now this lady having been helped was benefited because she could go on with her business.
但是这个帮助他的军官得到生命，比他得的更多。
But this officer who gave received even more. He received his life.
啊，这位军官虽然没有信耶稣，我想将来有一天神会拣选他。啊，他在天国里也是有福的。
I believe even though this officer was not a believer, yet God will save him eventually.
我们帮助人也不在于 不啊，只限于这个物质方面，我们现在要讲属灵的方面。
When we help others, we not only help physically or materially, we would like to talk about spiritual giving.
我们看保罗他怎么样帮助人。
Let's study how Paul helped others.
我们看使徒行传二十章。
Please turn to Acts chapter 20.
使徒行传二十章。
Acts of the Apostles chapter 20.
十八节。
Verse 18.
他们来了，保罗就说：“你们知道，自从我到亚细亚的日子以来，在你们中间始终为人如何？”十九节。
19.
服侍主，凡事谦卑，眼中流泪，又因犹太人的谋害，经历试炼。我们，来跳过来看三十一节。
Please read verse 31.
所以你们应当警醒，纪念我三年之久，昼夜不住的流泪，劝诫你们个人。啊，保罗传福音让人啊收到的常常流泪啊，劝勉他们或者流泪为他们祷告。
In order to help the members, Paul often warned them with tears and even prayed for them with tears.
那这样啊，当时的信徒在灵性上就得到了很大的造就。
So the members at that time were helped greatly spiritually.
因为啊，保罗常常为他们的灵性祷告。
Because the Apostle Paul always prayed for their spirituality.
我们看哥罗西书第一章。
Please read Colossians chapter 20, chapter 1.
哥罗西书第一章。
Chapter 1 of Colossians.
第九节。
Verse 9.
因此，第一章第九节。
Chapter 1, verse 9.
因此，我们自从听见的日子，就为你们不住的祷告祈求，愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上。满心知道神的旨意。第四节。
Verse 10.
好叫你们行事为人对得起主，凡事蒙他喜悦，在一切善事上结果子，渐渐多知道神。啊，保罗就为哥罗西教会不住的祷告。
Paul has not stopped praying for the members at Colossae.
啊，要他们有属灵的智慧，能够明白神的旨意。
He asked God to fill them with the knowledge of His will.Through all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
而且也有一种属灵的能力，能够多行各样的善事，知道神。
He also asked God to give them strength so that they could bear good fruit and grow in the knowledge of God.
啊，就是那些弟兄姊妹在灵性上就得到了很大的造就。
That so the members were helped spiritually very in a greatly.
我们再看腓立比书第一章。
Please turn to Philippians chapter 1.
腓立比书第一章。
Philippians chapter 1.
腓立比书第一章
Philippians chapter 1
第九节
Verse 9
我所祷告的就是要你们的爱心在知识和各样见识上多而又多十节
10
使你们能分别是非做成是无过的人直到基督的日子十一节
11
并靠着耶稣基督结满了仁义的果子叫荣耀称赞归于神叫他保罗为腓立比教会祷告嘞，也是属灵的好处。
Here also, Paul also prays for the Philippians for their spiritual benefit.
啊，叫他们能够等主耶稣来的时候都没有过失，都成为一个圣洁的人。
He prays that when the Lord Jesus comes, the members may be blameless and pure.
而且结满了仁义的果子，可以在天国得到奖赏。
And that they may be filled with the fruit of righteousness and receive reward in heaven.
但是比较起来，还是保罗的奖赏比较大。
But if we compare the Apostle Peter and the members, we can see that the Apostle received a greater blessing. Because in 2 Timothy, Paul says that he will receive the crown of righteousness.
啊，这比较起来，我们知道受帮助的人啊，或帮助的人的福气啊是不一样的。
So we can see the difference between the rewards of the one who gives and who gives and the one who receives.
啊，帮助别人的福气一定会超过受帮助的人的福气。
The reward of the one who gives will definitely be greater than the reward of the one who receives.
现在我们在查考我们应当怎么样做。
Now we would like to study how we should be givers.
我们看路加福音十二章。
Please turn to Luke chapter 12.
路加福音十二章。
Luke chapter 12.
路加十二章四十二节
Luke chapter 12 verse 42
主说谁是那忠心有见识的管家主人派他管理家的人按时分量给他们呢十三节
43.
主人来到看见仆人这样行那仆人就有福了十四节
44.
我是在告诉你们主人要派他管理一切所有的主耶稣说谁是忠心有见识的管家
The Lord Jesus said who then is the faithful and wise manager
不但有忠心而且他要明白神的旨意
And not only is he faithful he must understand the will of God
啊，照着神的旨意去做就是有见识
And to be a wise manager means that he follows the will of God
这样主人要派他按时分量给他的家里头的人
And God puts this servant in charge of giving giving food allowance to the proper at the proper time
啊，这个忠心有见识的管家他的任务就是分量
And the duty of this faithful and wise manager is to give food
啊，什么是神的家教会就是神的家
we are in the house of God
什么叫按时分量就是为全体教会所有的同龄祷告
And to give the household members their food allowance at the proper time is to pray and fast for the members
啊，提到问你的我们日用的饮食
as it is,
天天赐给我们
as it is said in the Lord's Prayer please give us our daily bread
啊，天天就是按时
daily means at the proper time
啊，日用的饮食就是一份
And it also means one portion.
啊，所以律正中的翻译，他说把按时把定量的粮食分给家里头的人。
So another translation says that this manager gives food at the proper time and with a proper portion.
啊，这就是要为全教会祷告。
And this refers to praying for the whole church.
啊，这样主耶稣来的时候看见。那个仆人这样行他就有福了
and when the Lord Jesus comes and sees that the servant has done that he will be blessed
啊，这里说主人要派他管理一切所有的
the Lord Jesus will put him in charge of all his possessions
我们知道主耶稣是比喻啊，有脚印的比喻一个零五钱啊，两钱一钱
as we know the parable given by Jesus the parable of the talents one received one talent another two another five
那领五千的或领两千的都是很有福的
and the ones who received five and two talents were blessed
因为他照着说得的恩赐去努力地做了
because they fulfilled their duties
啊，主耶稣来的时候就给他加倍
so the Lord Jesus blessed them even more
啊，那不过是两一万啊，还四千呢
but all they received but they received a double portion only
这也说主耶稣要他管理一切所有的那比那个一万的多的多了
but in this case this servant will be put in charge in all the Lord's possessions and that's far better than the servants in the parable of the talents
那现在两项把它比较起啊比一下
now if we compare the giver and the receiver
啊，就是那有认为这些软弱的弟兄姊妹祷告这些软弱的弟兄姊妹慢慢慢慢就坚强起来了
The receiver in this case are the weak brothers and sisters who have been helped in prayer and they're stronger spiritually
他的灵性变好了主耶稣来的时候得救没问题
So their salvation is guaranteed
那这些帮助别人祷告的人天国的奖赏就很大了
But the giver those who help others in prayerwill receive much greater reward in heaven.
啊，是能够管理一切所有的，就是要与基督一同作王。
They will receive, they will be in charge of all God's possessions. They will be a king. They will reign with God.
啊，所以是比受更有福啊。
So again, it is more blessed to give and to receive.
啊，我们弟兄姊妹要做一个常常帮助别人的啊，会更有福。
So let us be givers, so we will be more blessed.
啊，现在我们来唱诗。
Let us sing a hymn.
一百二十二首
430
现在我们要祷告。
Please be seated. Now we're going to pray.
祷告的时候，第一要为我们的灵恩辅导会祷告。
In our prayer, first of all, please pray for the coming spiritual convocation.
我们也为我们住的这地区的同胞祷告。
And please pray for the, please pray for our neighbors in this community.
求神拣选他们做主耶稣的门徒。
We ask God to choose them so that they could become the Lord's disciples.
好和我们将来一起承受福气。
And that they may receive.Reward in the future with us.
希望他们都在我们布道会的时候能够来参加我们的布道。
And we sincerely wish that they may come to attend our evangelical meetings.
我们也为我们软弱的弟兄、身体欠安的弟兄姊妹祷告。
Please also pray for those who are sick.
我们要为我们全教会所有的软弱的同龄祷告。
And also pray for all the brothers and sisters who are weak spiritually in the church.
尤其是那些在苦难中的。
And also pray for those who are in tribulation.
像大陆的统领还不能够自由。
For example, the members in mainland China are still lack freedom.
像非洲或者其他落后地区的统领，他们每天都吃不饱，穿不暖。
Members in Africa or in other third world countries to, have to go without food every day.
这些可怜的、有困难的，我们要特别多为他们祷告。
So we should especially spend more time.To pray for these people.
我们也为我们主宰的美国的平安祷告。
Please also pray for the peace in this country.
也为自己国家的平安祷告。
And pray for the peace of our own countries.
现在一同祷告。
Please pray.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。Hallelujah, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah